me just go ahead. I'm going to mute everybody out for now. And this is Earl Bell with Republic Magazine. And I want to welcome everybody to this webinar today. And we've got a very interesting one. We actually have Tim and Kirsten Anderberg, and they're from Provo, Utah. They've been married for about 20 years, and they have 6 children, 4 girls, and 2 boys. And they've owned their own food storage business for about 12 years now. And they wish to cover why it's so important to have your own food storage in these trying times. And I just want to, you know, go ahead and start right in and ask right off the bat just a very basic question. You might think it's kind of simplistic, but let's see what they share in regards to it. What is food storage?
Well, Earl, first of all, thank you so much for having us on today. Like I said, I'm Tim Anderberg, and this is Kirsten Anderberg.
Hi.
And food storage, actually, long-term food storage is freeze-dried and dehydrated food that has actually been around for a long time. It was used in the Army in World War I and World War II. It's come a long way since then. The food back then lasted 3 or 4 years. Now with the processes we use, we can actually store food, freeze-dried and dehydrated food, that will last up to 30 years, and we can keep it for emergencies, for trying times, especially for times like what's going on right now.
Well, and it's interesting to think about what constitutes an emergency in your life. You know, it might not necessarily be a tornado or a hurricane that hits your community, but even a loss of job or, you know, somebody who gets hurt in an accident, the breadwinner. And so these types of foods can store for a really long time and stay fresh and taste fresh and keep the nutrients and the enzymes alive for a long period of time without going bad and spoiling.
That's great to know. And, you know, obviously people would you know, want to know that the type of food that they get, because, you know, people don't know. They don't realize what is the case with different types of food storage. But, you know, I think anybody would be concerned, am I going to get the real nutrition that I need? Is this going to be, you know, is it going to be balanced? Is it going to be very nutritious? Will it have the vitamins, minerals, and supplements? Will it really sustain me in a healthful state on this type of diet?
It really will. It's fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, fresh beans that are all, and all of the foods, proteins, fruits, vegetables, dairies, grains, everything that you need, we've put into our one-year supplies. We started about 12 years ago, and when we started, we went to an Army nutritionist who was a friend of ours, and he put our one-year supply packages together at 2,200 calories per person per day. And that's a lot of calories for you and me right now, but he understands how your body works differently when it's in a stressful situation, you have adrenaline running through, if you have to do things physically that your body's not used to. And so we put these packages together so that they would be nutritionally sound. We took his advice. We used all of his suggestions and put these packages together so that they would be nutritionally sound, so that people would be able to survive healthfully, nutritiously, and feeling well.
Kirsten, compared to store-bought food, most of the store-bought food, the food in cans, by law, has to be boiled, and by boiling the food, it removes most of the nutritional value. When you freeze dry vegetables or fruits or dehydrate them,
any kind of food,
it actually leaves all of the nutrition in the food. So these types of foods are
more nutritious than what you buy at the grocery store.
They're 5 to 10 times more nutritious. They leave in the vitamins and nutrients that you need, and that makes them that much better to keep in food storage that you can survive on. And ironically, they're about half the price of store-bought food also, so it makes it a really good investment. You can always eat it if you don't use it.
So it sounds like potentially you could rotate it out periodically. In other words, if you had it for a while and an emergency situation didn't come up or a need that you could, they would taste good, they'd be nutritious, and you could eat them and then replace them with more if you wanted just to keep them very fresh. Of course, it sounds like they have a long shelf life anyway, right?
That's correct. And, you know, we do actually have customers who order a year's supply once a year, and they come back and order the next year because they've eaten their supply. People who live in places like Alaska or the backwoods, places where they can't easily get to the grocery store. And so we do know it's proven that it does work and it really is there. And then
well, that's amazing. They're actually so economical. I had no idea. I naturally assumed that they'd probably be a lot more than if you were, you know, if you were eating just food like we normally do every day versus the storage food. So that's excellent to know.
Yeah, you know, you think about what's your family budget for your food every week. With the eight of us, we spend probably $300 to $400 a week easy on food. For our family to eat this type of food instead would be about $7,000 a year. And I'll have to figure out what that is per week.
Probably a couple hundred dollars per week.
Okay.
Right. Maybe $100.
Yeah.
And these foods, they taste really good?
They do. They taste really good. I'll tell you a funny story. Our daughter, our youngest, who's 5 now, she came to work with me every day when she was a baby, and she would come in and she would like to eat out of our sample cans. And so I started putting them up high because she would start helping herself as she got older. And as she got older, I started putting them higher and higher. One day I came in and she had climbed up the shelves and batted the apples down onto the floor and was sitting in the middle of the apples eating the apples that she had dumped on the floor. So,
Wow. Pretty
smart kid, but they do really taste good.
Most of these types of foods are used by restaurants worldwide, the eggs and vegetables, and it's a less expensive way to stock their kitchens and to be able to stay in business even to pay less money for these types of foods to keep the restaurants going. So most everybody out there has tasted these types of foods one time or another and not even known it.
What do you feel was the main stimulus or a starting point where you first had the concept of starting a long-term emergency food storage business and how did that all develop for you?
Well, we believed in food storage in our church. Our church has told us to get food storage for the last 150 years for trying times, and they said these types of things are going to be happening in end times, the type of things that are happening right now. So back in 1997 and 98, I had a friend that was in the food storage business, and people were really preparing for Y2K back in the Y2K days. And so he asked me to go to work for him, and I did. And we were selling lots and lots of food, and the prices were pretty high. And I was concerned about that. 1 year supply packs for 4 to 5 people, and they were charging just a lot of money. And I really didn't understand why the price was so high. I thought the food must have been that high. So after working with them for 6 months, I saw an invoice on the cost of a 1 year supply pack for 4 to 5 people, and I almost fell off my chair. I noticed that he was charging 3 to 4 times as much as the food cost him, and he was just ripping people off left and right. And so I went home that night and I told my wife, I said, honey, I can't work there anymore. I just don't feel good about charging this kind of money, ripping people off like that. And she said, well, why don't you start your own company? And so we thought about it, and we thought, well, we can sell food for a quarter or a third of what he's selling it for. We can help people, which we like to do. and still get them a great value, get them great food, and so that's what we did. We were the second food storage company online back in 1998, and we've been going pretty much full swing ever since. We have the pack. The food is picked. It's freeze dried and dehydrated, shipped to us. We can it fresh when people order it. And so from the time it's been in the field to the time it hits us is about 2 to 3 weeks. And we package their food fresh and ship it to them right when they order, so it's nice and fresh. So that's how we got into this business.
That's interesting. You know, it's because you already answered. I was going to ask you, how do you package the food yourselves? And you absolutely, you do. You talk about fresh. Wow. Instead of something that was made a long time ago, and then, you know, sat forever, and then someone buys it. You're talking about really, really fresh. That's terrific. That's kind of sounds kind of unique. I'm not sure if that's fairly common or not. Is that a little unusual in the industry?
It really is, Earl. There are a lot of fly-by-night companies that come around when there's emergencies, and they come onto the scene and they'll buy old food storage, say old Y2K food storage, for a third of the price, and then they'll sell it to the unbeknownst customers that don't know the difference and charge them the same price. And it's just a big racket. So anytime you get food storage, make sure that there's the Better Business Bureau seal on there, that you know the company is reputable, they've been around for a long time, because there's a lot of distrustful companies that come and go, fly by night people.
I can only imagine. You know, wherever there's a buck to be made, some people will just rush in and, you know, claim anything and do whatever they want to do and just, you know, try to fleece the bucks rather than really serve people and, you know, do what's right. Do you use any fillers or GMOs? Because I know our listeners are really up on that type of thing and they have concerns about that.
We don't. We fill our cans as full as possible with the food. We don't add fillers. It is the actual food. If you're buying a can of apples, you're getting a can of apples. If you're buying a can of peas, you're getting a can of peas, or a can of oats, you're getting a can of oats. And everything is non-genetically modified food. That's one of the things that we have been really insistent with our suppliers, that we make sure that they are non-genetically modified. So we have letters from our suppliers that state they are non-GMO.
That's great, because, you know, so many people may not even touch that subject as far as informing you whether it is or isn't. And I'm sure that if something is, you know, is non-GMO, then people will mention it. But neglecting it to mention it just kind of keeps it out of sight. And
right.
So that's really good that you put that up front and let people know and that you have proof to back it up.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was going to say, I think it's important to mention as well that we don't use MSG in any of our products, if at all possible. And there's no preservatives. We don't use preservatives. What you're getting is real food.
That's phenomenal. That, you know, it's almost sounding like that eating a lot of your different foods are going to be better than the diet a lot of people are getting every day.
Yeah, it really is. And another thing that's really a point to make, I think, is that it really does taste good. Our children, who range from 5 to 18, will come in and say, "Mom, can we have food storage tonight for dinner?" So they like it. It tastes good. And we snack on it here in the office. Like I say, we do send out some little samples upon request. So that we'll send you what's in the can. It's really the food that we're putting in the can.
That's great. That's really a good thing. Well, you truly are certainly a non-corporate entity that, you know, like a large major corporation that just does whatever. you're truly a family business, a home business type of thing that everything's hand packed by you and done by you. So that's really good. You can certainly control your quality standards a lot better that way and give people an assurance of what they're getting.
Right.
I think you mentioned there's a high caloric intake from the foods.
Correct. Yeah, the Army nutritionist that we worked with from the very beginning helped us to understand that when your body is under stress, you've got adrenaline running through your body, you're having to go out and chop wood so you can keep the fire going or, you know, build a place to live, a shelter, or whatever, your body's going to go through calories a lot differently than it would like we do today. And so the higher caloric intake is really important. And so we've kept that caloric intake throughout all of our packages that we've put together.
Well, that's really good, and that took you know, some forethought to think about what conditions that people would typically, in the main, be using these types of foods. I know our listeners are quite up on some of the things that can happen, and even if you didn't take it from a biblical standpoint, but just common sense to look around you to see what's going on, where the economy has been heading, what's been happening, the unrest throughout the world, kind of the way the erratic weather and earth movements and everything else has been. I mean, you know, certainly everything from some type of cataclysm or emergency or even a terror attack, or let's say that, you know, the economy collapses, the stock market crashes, and there's, you know, rioting and runs on food stores and everything else. I mean, we can just see that there could be trigger points where we could be in an emergency situation, quite stressed out, and like you said, needing a high caloric intake and good nutrition to keep us healthy and aware and alert and able to function well. So I can see the importance of that. And
yeah.
I think that, like you, I think that the signs are there that we certainly could face a real emergency situation ahead. And I think you're right on track with what you're offering. Well, I'm wondering, I'm trying to remember if you mentioned this, but in regards to do the foods contain live enzymes? Maybe you did mention that.
I don't think I hit the enzymes. By the way, I loved your show yesterday about enzymes. I learned a lot. That was just a fantastic show about enzymes, and I'm glad you had that because people need to know how important enzymes are in your food. They're the key to life. No enzymes, no life. We destroy all the digestive enzymes in our food by cooking and baking, and thus the body has to draw the necessary enzymes to digest these dead food from the body organs, which in turn become unbalanced. All processed foods are also void of enzymes. Research has shown that this might be a cause of a lot of our degenerative diseases. In addition, the biochemical reactions themselves sometimes release energy. During times of stress or disease, there's an increased demand for the nutrients and essential supplies required by cells. Without very special helpers and at normal body temperature, it would be impossible for the cells and tissues to perform all the essential biochemical reactions required fast enough to meet the basic needs of the body. Fortunately, very specific and remarkable helpers initiate, accelerate, and terminate these biochemical reactions. These helpers are highly specific organic substances which have evolved in living organisms and developed the capacity of performing these accelerated tests to perfection via remarkable and specific catalytic actions. And these remarkable substances are called enzymes. Our food packs are loaded with live digestible enzymes. Our one-year supply family packs are created by, like Kirsten said, an Army nutritionist who specializes in what the body needs in stressful situations. So your family can not only live but strive for a year. And most other food storage companies, they don't have a clue about enzymes and they don't care about it. They don't have a nutritionist, and they're just in it for the quick buck.
Okay. I want to remind everybody that we're – our special guests today are Tim and Kirsten Anderberg of YourFoodStorage.com. And that that actually addresses a question that we had from Mary from Denver. She asked, is there a website address for the food? And yes, that's yourfoodstorage.com. And seeing that site, I'm very impressed with what's on there. It's a well-done site, a lot of good information, and encourage people to go and check that out. You know, while we're mentioning this, we might have you go ahead and give your different contact information, like there's a phone number, email address, mention the site again, and that type of thing.
Okay. Our website is yourfoodstorage.com, yourfoodstorage.com, just like it sounds, yourfoodstorage.com. You can go to the site. There's one-year supply packages for one year for one person. Actually, it's a 15-month supply pack for one person. Two- to three-person one-year supply, a four- to five-person one-year supply, depending on how many is in your family, a six- to seven one-year supply, and a nine- to ten-person one-year supply, or we'll customize anything in between, whatever amount that you like. There's if you want a lot of it, there's group discounts. And our phone number, if you want to order over the phone, it's
1-888-814-0289. Okay. 888-814-0289. Great. Well, I know you're certainly going to have people wanting to get in contact with you. And I think it's probably a good thing to mention here. I was really pleased to find out that for the listeners today, not only today, but I hope we can extend this to the folks that hear you on the replay, that your special is that you, an initial consultation of whatever length to answer your questions and provide you with really complete information to fully understand what you offer. But also, I think on your year supply, you're offering free shipping. Is that correct?
Yeah, for all the listeners today, Earl, we have a free consultation. We can help the people decide figure out how much food they need for how many people and for how long. And also, we have free shipping for all those listeners today. And some of these packages weigh up to two to three tons of food, like our 4 to 5 person 1 year supply weighs a ton, and so to ship that back east would be quite a bit of money. It could be over $1,000. So today we're having free shipping, and for all the webinar listeners throughout the next month, we'll have free shipping for them. So that's a pretty good savings.
That free shipping is on the 1 year supplies, not the little individual items that we have tried to really keep our prices really competitive and fair, and so we, on the little one case, two case orders, we just can't absorb those costs.
Certainly. Well, that's quite generous. That's very, very generous to have the free shipping on a year's supply. It's phenomenal. It's like you said, if it was from the farthest point from you, I'm sure that could add up the freight on that with a heavy weight on it. That's very nice. And I wanted to also mention again now that for anyone that's on the webinar itself online, and meaning that you went to republicmagazine.com/webinar, if you do have a question, go ahead and type it into the question box and then hit submit, and I will see your question and be able to ask it of our guests. And then if you're actually on the phone bridge line, it's very easy. You just hit *2 on your phone keypad, and that'll let me know that you want your line unmuted so that you can dialogue with our guest. And we do have Charles from Pembroke Pines, Florida. And what Charles asks is, are these foods organic or just from fertilizer farming? Also, do you carry meats too, or are they vegetarian or vegan? It sounds like they want a little more breakdown about exactly what they are.
Sure. You know, we have tried to come up with some organic foods, but the industry just really does not do a lot of organic. The reason being, because it's very, very expensive to put together another product line of organic. The cost, they say, from our suppliers anyway, say that to do that, people wouldn't end up buying it because it would be too expensive.
What was the other question?
What was the second part of that question?
It was about organic or from fertilizer farming. And do you carry meats? Are they vegetarian or vegan or what, you know, just what kind of foods are in them?
We do carry meats. Our year supplies have what's called TVP in them, textured vegetable protein, which is a high-protein soy product that's flavored to taste like the different meats. It is it's a soy product, so it is vegetarian. All our full packages would be considered vegetarian because they don't have the real meat in them. But we do carry freeze-dried meats that can be added in.
It's a little more money.
So you can custom it. You can custom some packages for people if they want to. You know, somebody says, "I really want meat," then that can be done. Is that what you're saying? Or?
Absolutely. And one of the things that sets us apart from other companies, one of the other things I should say, is that we are always willing to do substitutions. You know, if you're not a carrot eater and you want peas, we'll give you peas instead of carrots, or you know, oats instead of rice, or you know, whatever. We'll sit down, work with you, and figure out what works best for your family, and especially those who have allergies. That's an important thing for them.
We feel it's important to get people ready. We're not real interested in. You know, we need to make enough to stay in business and keep a roof over our head, of course. But, you know, we want the people to be happy. We want to help the people get prepared. And if they need to meet substitutions, that's just fine with us. And we'll help them any way that we possibly can.
Well, you know, that's huge. And I don't think you're going to find that with, you know, with your large companies and with, you know, the way that they operate. Some of them will just have what they have and they say, "I'm sorry, that's what we have." But to be able to custom it to people's needs, to actually consult with them and to figure out and then pack it accordingly, that's going to be huge for a lot of people. I find that to have the greatest appeal. And I also understand that you're the only company whose packages are put together by a licensed nutritionist.
Yeah, that's correct. He was a licensed Army nutritionist. So I think it's important to realize that because he was an Army nutritionist, he actually knew kind of maybe differently some of the things your body goes through, because let's face it, our Army does a lot of things that most of us don't have a clue about.
He was a nutritionist on the front lines in Desert Storm, and so he was right up there. And by the way, he did take one of those vaccinations that killed his whole troop, his whole platoon. He was the only one that survived, so folks, please don't take the vaccines.
Okay, very, very interesting. We have a couple of other questions that have come in online. Barbara in Murphy, Texas, asks, how are these foods related to the ready-to-eat meals that the servicemen use? That's an interesting one.
Well, these foods that we put together, we do have access to those ready-to-eat meals, but they have a lot of sodium in them, and they're short-term shelf life. So that these foods are foods that are packaged for long-term storage and can, you know, don't have all that sodium in them. You will need to put together a meal. The foods in our packages are individual foods. They're not combined for you. Although we do have access to those and we do sell those, we have soups that are put together. So all you have to do is add water, but the majority of the food is going to be something that you're going to put a meal together and cook. You're going to put a casserole together. You're going to make your own soup. You're going to have to put together a meal. And we do also, each of our packages includes a cookbook about how to cook with these kinds of foods and has over 550 recipes to choose from. We do have also a gal who we're working with to put together a meal plan, and I talked to her yesterday, and that should be done in the next month. So with each of our packages, you'll also get a one-week meal plan so that you can see kind of what you need to do to put that together.
Okay. I do have Jim from Glide, Oregon, asking, are you sure your soy products are GMO-free?
We asked our supplier, and they sent us a letter and said they are.
Okay, great. I know people, it's just like I was saying, I know people are just very concerned about that issue, GMO. There's been,
sure.
In our circles, there's been a lot of information put out. Some very good speakers have done major research, have put out some information that's very disturbing about it. So I'm glad that everyone's getting more conscious of it and reading labels and asking questions. That's what we all need.
Sure.
Yeah. Charles in Pembroke Pines, Florida, is asking, I imagine that your fruit and vegetable juices would be in powdered form and can be reconstituted as needed. That's his question.
Fruit and vegetables in powdered form?
Or juices.
Oh.
Yeah.
If
that's the case, are they
yes.
in powdered form?
The juices okay. are in powder form, but the fruits and vegetables are actual fruits and vegetables. So if you're looking at a can of apples, you're going to actually get a can of apples, but it's not going to be powder.
Okay. All right. And, you know, as far as I just want to remind everybody again that we're speaking with Tim and Kristen Anderberg, and they're with yourfoodstorage.com. And if you do have a question and you've called into the conference bridge line, just hit *2 to raise your hand so that we can unmute the line and have you dialogue with them. And also, if you're on republicmagazine.com/webinar, there's a question box. If you'll scroll down just a little bit and type in your question there and hit submit, and we'll see that and ask it of them. And I just wanted to also to have you both to give out your contact information once again, if you would.
The website is www.yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Our phone number is 1-888-814-0289. And you can reach either of us by email, either by going on the website and clicking in the Contact Us button, or you can email me at kirsten@yourfoodstorage.com. That's kirsten@yourfoodstorage.com, or info@yourfoodstorage.com, or tim@yourfoodstorage.com.
We are also on the inside cover of this month's Republic Magazine, or this issue of Republic Magazine. So you open the page up, and we're right on the inside cover.
Yes, it's a beautiful ad, and it really gives lots of good information and leads you in the right direction. We always want to express our appreciation to all of our advertisers, and we're glad to have you folks with us this particular issue. And I do have a question from Jim in Glide, Oregon. Again, he asks, do you have greens such as chard, collard, mustard, et cetera?
We don't. But I'm sure I can do some research and find out where we can get them. We have lots of places that we can get access to those kinds of things.
You know, it really sounds like you're incredibly flexible in responding to people's needs. If there's demand there, you're going to find a way to help the people and serve what their needs are. So you're kind of directed by your customers and service to them, and that's really good. That says a lot.
Yeah, we've been doing this so long, Earl, that with our big bulk buying power, if we need something, all we have to do is call the people who pick the vegetables and dry them for us. If somebody has a certain need, then because of the kind of business and the volume of business that we do, we're able to get quick access to just about anything that's out there that someone might need.
That's really good. I have another question from Barbara in Murphy, Texas. And Barbara's asking, if I order the 2-3-person package, what quantities are these foods packaged in? Example, like she's saying, that 2 sausage, TVP. Once the package is open, how long before I would need to prepare the food, and can it be refrigerated to extend the shelf life?
The items in the packages are going to be in number 10 cans or 5-gallon buckets. So on the 2-3-person pack, it's going to be two cans of sausage. On that pack, everything's in number 10 cans except for the wheat, which is in 5-gallon buckets.
Okay. And I would say at this point, because you've really covered everything quite well, and I just, you know, want to invite you, if in kind of flat looking back at what we've talked about already, if there's something you felt like maybe you didn't mention or you wanted to expound on a little bit more, I'd invite you to take advantage of that now if you'd like, if any other thought that you have to share.
You know, I did have one other thought. Oh, and Barbara did ask about shelf life. Once
That's
you've
right.
opened the can, you need to use it within 6 to 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And refrigeration, you know, on things like dairy products and those kinds of things, will help, but the dairy products have a shelf life of 5 to 7 years. So just use common sense. Once it's opened, still smells good, it's probably still good. But we just, as a blanket, some of the things will last longer than 6 to 9 months once they're open, but that would be the shortest period of time that you would need to use it by.
And also, if for some reason you order one of these packs and you open something and you don't like the taste, we have a guarantee. We believe it's the best guarantee out there that if you don't like the taste of something, send it back to us and we'll replace it for free.
Okay, that's great to know. I have another question from Jim in Glide, Oregon, and I think I know the answer to it. You'll research, but he asks, can you get gluten-free grains?
Yeah, there are gluten-free grains, like spelt and kamut, those kinds of things. So we can get those. We do have those. They just need to be substituted in, and we'll just have to check and see if there's any kind of price differences when they do that.
And sometimes if the price difference isn't big enough, we'll just absorb that also.
Most of the time with substitutions, we just absorb the differences. But with that kind of a thing, I don't know off the top of my head what the price differences would be.
Yeah, I'd like to check it and find out.
Yeah. One of the things that I don't think we've covered at all would be water storage. And I think we want to be sure, you know, these foods do require water to reconstitute them. And what we recommend is that you have a minimum of 30 days water supply stored in your home. So you don't have to go search for water for at least 30 days. Because if something really goes wrong, I think it's going to be a shock for everyone. And everyone's going to need to have as much convenience as they possibly can to start. And then after about 30 days, you can go out and find water in a stream or a lake close by. So you want to be sure that you have some water stored. And then some kind of water purification system. And we do cover all of that on our website as well.
That's great. So it sounds like people can go to your website and get quite an education there, too. So those that don't have access right now, because they may not be in front of their computer, that later on when they can, to go to your site and, you know, see the information that you offer there. And certainly to give you a call and receive a consultation with you to determine what's going to work for them, and also if there's some customizing that you can discuss that with them. Well, I really appreciate you sharing with us today, and I did want to say that we do these webinars each Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at the same time, and we, as we've had really good guests today sharing important information, we have a wide array of different guests and information provided, and we want you to certainly come back again. We'll have one again next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And if you like Tim and Kirsten, if you want to give your contact information once more, and if you have any parting thoughts, then share those with us now, and we appreciate it once again.
Our contact information is www.yourfoodstorage.com. Our phone number is 888-814-0289. We are on the inside page of the newest Republic magazine, so you can go right on the inside page, and it has all of our information. We also, on our website, we have wheat grinders, and we have a fantastic sun oven that actually cooks up to 400 degrees just by the sun, so you can bake in it. It's very inexpensive to own. They're great to have. You can never burn anything with it, and it'll cook chickens, et cetera. Very nice thing to have. We have water barrels. We have water storage barrels, 250-gallon water storage barrels, 125-gallon and 55-gallon drums. We have storage shelves, cookbooks, individual items. We have prepackaged meals. We carry about everything. And do you want to add anything, Kirsten?
I just wanted to say that if you call in on our 800 number or 888 number, and you do get our voicemail because we have a lot of calls coming in, please leave your name and number and a best time to give you a call.
Very important.
And we will call you back. We're really good about returning our calls. It's really important to us. So when somebody calls and doesn't leave a message, we feel bad.
But we are really, really busy and swamped with orders. And so please do leave your name and number, and we'll call you back into the afternoon, even into the night. Sometimes we're calling numbers back. And as a last thought, I just wanted everyone to know that, remember, this is our motto, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
Very good. That's so true. And with that, what I would say is that, this call has been recorded. And so what you can do, it should be posted just a little bit after this webinar. You can go there, and as they mentioned, there are other good ones like the one yesterday and, the ones last week and the different ones we've had. But one like today and some of our others to aid people that you know and care about to be prepared for anything that may come, to send that recording to them, to retain it yourself, download it, and have it available. It's a really good reference source, and certainly feel free to share them with other people. So with that, thank you so much again, Tim and Kirsten, and hope you have a good rest of the day, as well as the listeners on the webinar. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern when we do our next webinar. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Will.
Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.